Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the New York Yankees and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Snuffy Sternweiss. Batting second. The right fielder, Tommy Henrich. Batting third. The left fielder, Charlie Keller. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Johnny Lindell. Batting fifth. The catcher, Aaron Robinson. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bud Sushok. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Frankie Crosetti. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mel Quine. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Mel Quine. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Thurman Tucker. Batting second. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting third. The first baseman, Joe Quell. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Taffy Wright. Batting fifth. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bob Kennedy. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Dario Lodigiani. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Frank Wittman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Haynes. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Joe Haynes. And now, play ball. Snuffy Sternweiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sternweiss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Henrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henrich hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wittman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Keller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker hits a line drive towards first. Sushok reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a fly ball into right field. Henrich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Robinson settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Robinson. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL takes first base on ball four. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright takes first base on ball four. QL moves to second. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes takes first base on ball four. QL moves to third. Wright moves to second. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. QL scores. Wright scores. Hayes moves to second. It's 2-0, White Sox. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Johnny Lindell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling throws to second for one, and Wittman throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Robinson moves to second. One out. Marius Russo pinch runs for Aaron Robinson. Bud Sushok is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sushok hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's Yankees, 2, White Sox, 2. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gordon moves to second. Mel Queen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Queen strikes out. Two outs. Snuffy Sternweiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sternweiss is 0 for 1 in the game. Sternweiss hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Silvestri now catching. Frank Wittman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wittman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Haynes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haynes strikes out. One out. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0 for 1 in the game. Tucker hits a pop-up towards third. Sternweiss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. Appling strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the White Sox 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Tommy Henrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henrick is 0 for 1 in the game. Henrick hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Henrick for the out. One out. Charlie Keller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keller is 0 for 1 in the game. Keller hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Lindell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lindell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ken Silvestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Silvestri hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wittman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, QL hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Wright hits a fly ball into center field. Lindell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Hayes hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Keller. Hayes reaches second base with a double. QL goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2, White Sox. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Kennedy strikes out. The ball gets by Silvestri. He chases the ball to the backstop. Hayes scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-2, White Sox. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani is 0 for 1 in the game. Lodigiani hits a fly ball into left field. Keller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Wittman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wittman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Whitman is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Yankees 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Bud Sushok is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sushok is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Sushok hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gordon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sushok moves to second. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Crosetti takes first base on ball 4. Sushok moves to third. Gordon moves to second. Nick Eaton pinch hits for Mel Queen. Nick Eaton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eaton hits a line drive towards first. QL reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Snuffy Sternweiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sternweiss is 0-for-2 in the game. Sternweiss hits a fly ball into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Sushok scores. Two outs. It's 4-3, White Sox. Tommy Henrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henrich is 0-for-2 in the game. Henrich hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Lottigiani settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Yankees 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Gettle now pitching. Joe Haynes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haynes is 0-for-1 in the game. Haynes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0-for-2 in the game. Tucker hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Sternweiss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-2 in the game. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. QL hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gordon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Yankees 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Charlie Keller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keller is 0-for-2 in the game. Keller hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnny Lindell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindell is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Lindell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ken Silvestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Silvestri is 0-for-1 in the game. Silvestri hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tucker. Silvestri reaches second base with a double. Lindell moves to third. Bud Sushok is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sushok is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Sushok hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lindell scores. 2 outs. It's Yankees, 4, White Sox, 4. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Gordon is walked intentionally. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Crosetti hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Silvestri scores. Gordon moves to second. It's 5-4, Yankees. Al Hollingsworth now pitching. Al Gettle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gettle hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wright throws the ball into Appling, who tags Gettle trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Gordon scores. Crosetti moves to second. It's 6-4, Yankees. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 6, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Wright hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosetti fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Kennedy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 6, and the White Sox 4. The Yankees will come to bat. Snuffy Sternweiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sternweiss is 0-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Sternweiss hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitman misplays the ball. That's an error on Whitman. Tommy Henrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henrich is 0-3 in the game. Henrich hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sternweiss moves to third. Henrich moves to second. Charlie Keller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keller is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Keller hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whitman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Lindell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindell is 2-3 in the game, with two singles. Lindell is walked intentionally. Ken Silvestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Hayes for a passed ball. Sternweiss scores. Henrich moves to third. Lindell moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 7-4, Yankees. Billy Johnson pinch hits for Ken Silvestri. Billy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Henrich scores. Lindell scores. It's 9-4, Yankees. Bud Sushok is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sushok is 2-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Sushok hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wright, who is chasing the ball. Sushok reaches third base with a triple. Johnson goes all the way around to score. It's 10-4, Yankees. Frank Papish now pitching. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 2-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Gordon hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 2-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Crosetti takes first base on ball 4. Al Gettle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gettle is 1-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gettle hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 10, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Gus Niearhas now catching. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani is 0-2 in the game. Lodigiani is hit by the pitch. Frank Wittman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wittman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wittman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosetti fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Frank Papish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Papish hits a line drive into center field. Lindell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0-for-3 in the game. Tucker hits a fly ball into center field. Lindell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 10, and the White Sox 4. The Yankees will come to bat. Snuffy Sternweiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sternweiss is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Sternweiss hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Tommy Henrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henrich is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Henrich strikes out. Two outs. Charlie Keller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keller is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Keller strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 10, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Appling hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. QL hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wright hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 10, and the White Sox 4. The Yankees will come to bat. Leo Wells now playing shortstop. George Dickey now catching. Johnny Lindell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindell is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Lindell strikes out. One out. Gus Niearhas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niearhas hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Bud Sushok is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sushok is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Sushok hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sushok is thrown out, attempting to steal, by unknown player in unknown way. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 10, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. George Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey takes first base on ball 4. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Lodigiani hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 10, and the White Sox 4. The Yankees will come to bat. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Gordon takes first base on ball 4. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Crosetti hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gordon moves to second. Al Gettle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gettle is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Gettle hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 1 out. Snuffy Sternweiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sternweiss is 0-for-5 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Sternweiss takes first base on ball 4. Gordon moves to third. Crosetti moves to second. Tommy Henrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henrich is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Henrich hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Papish fields it, throws to the plate for 1, and over to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 10, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Wittman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wittman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wittman strikes out. 1 out. Whitey Platt pinch hits for Frank Papish. Whitey Platt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Platt hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 2 outs. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0-for-4 in the game. Tucker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Leo Wells is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wells strikes out. The game is over. The final score, New York Yankees, 10, and Chicago White Sox, 4. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.